that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering here on another Tuesday night. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie. And wow, a whole week has passed. I feel like we're crazy busy. We are crazy busy.
We are. It's been crazy, and I can't even believe that it's a week. It feels like we were just on with Michael last week, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, we were just on yesterday with them, but we weren't. And here we are again.
I know. It's craziness, but, you know, so it goes, because that's how it is. But, yeah, and Mercury retrograde is in full swing, although I feel like we're survivors now because we're, like, halfway through it, right? So
right. Well, and there's all sorts of other astrological happenings going on, and I don't do astrology. I've made that quite clear. Mm-hmm. But it is, there's all sorts of expect the unexpected happening, not just from Mercury retrograde, but other astrological happenings. So everybody just buckle up, hang in there, and try not to freak out too bad if, you know, something hits the fan and you don't like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, learn
we'll
how to
figure it out.
Roll and use your healthy outlets. There you go. There's my advice.
Well, it is true. It is true. And, you know, oh my gosh, I just feel like there's so much going on this summer and I'm just exhausted. And part of it this week is because we were squatching all weekend and I feel like we walked 1,000 miles through the woods and, you know, the weather was hot and there was buggy and oh my God, whatever. I'm still not recovered from that, you know, that excursion.
Like I said, I'll take all the winter shifts you want to give me. I'm not going in the summer.
Well, I think I'm with you with that because we're almost carried away by mosquitoes, I swear to God, up there this year. But we got through it. So, and you were busy too. Everybody was busy this weekend.
It was not. Well, and I've been busy the last couple of weeks too. And I know that's kind of what we wanted to talk about on the show tonight is just where we've been. You know, we've been doing so many things the last couple of weeks. And, you know, some of the things that I've been working on are just interesting. I mean, I love my work because every day is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I never have the same day from one day to the other. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It could be solid Reiki sessions for a week and every day is different. I love it. So yeah, some of the things I've been working on, it's like, oh my gosh, really? Okay. I didn't know this stuff could happen. I mean, it can happen. I don't know why I get surprised because nothing should surprise me anymore.
I know.
But that's part of why I love doing what I'm doing because I keep getting surprised because you can't have all the answers. Nobody can, and nobody can say, oh, I know what this next day is going to be like. I know it's like, anyway.
Yeah.
And I know that's how it is for a lot of people, but it just seems like in the work line of work that I do, it's just, it's really wild.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, you deal with a lot of energies and then you have spirits walking in and out and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I got to say, when we talk about spirits and ghosts and stuff, and I've been seeing a lot of spirits walking around the last few days. Have you? I would say the last week or so. I mean, because I see them out of the corner of my eyes and they just kind of walk right by. And I'm like, what is going on, Heidi?
You know, I think with all of the the astrological happenings going on, I think it might have really shifted our awareness.
Okay.
And, you know, we're really open and sensitive, I think, sometimes because of everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And so it just maybe thins everything out a little bit, just makes us a little hyper aware.
Maybe that's it.
Because it seems like a lot of people have had really intense experiences, or just more than normal. Mm-hmm. So I just think that there might be some energy that's happening with all this astrological shifting, and that's because I don't, why in the middle of nothing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nothing. There's other things going on, and there was eclipses and all this stuff too. And it's just, so it's been really, it's just been active. And I think that that just kind of stretches us a little bit. You know, we've come out of this energy of being really like big emotional energy, with, Cancer energy, you know, and now I know we're in Leo energy. And again, I don't know a lot about this stuff, but that gets us really emotional. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we're open and vulnerable like that, we can be a little bit more sensitive too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, that's my unprofessional opinion.
Yeah, but no, but you know, because even at work today, I was in the lunchroom and out of the, and I looked to see who was over there. Well, there was nobody there because, you know, it was a spirit walking through the lunchroom. And I'm like, okay, wow, here we go again. And I see it quite often the last few weeks. And I'm like, holy cow, what is, not even the fall yet.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a gal in my living room last night. And I remember sitting there thinking, what in the hell is, heck is going on? Because she's just standing there. She's an older woman and she smelled kind of powdery. Like, I don't know what she was wearing or why she wanted to smell powdery, but like baby powdery, but it wasn't baby powder. It was some kind of powdery, perfumey something. And she was this older woman and she was just standing there for a really long time. I didn't have to look out of the corner of my eye. I could see her dead on. Mm-hmm. And she was just standing there and I'm looking at her and she's looking at me and I thought, okay, can I help you? What do you need? And she just stood there for a while and then she finally left and I like probably fell asleep on the couch or something after that. But anyway, it was just, didn't take any efforts. Yeah. And I mean, I see stuff anyway. I know you do too. And, but it just sometimes isn't so obvious, you know, where they just, they don't hesitate. They don't move. They don't want anything. They just stand. It's like, okay, welcome. And let me know if you need anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, it's been interesting. And I'm in I think we talked about this before. I am in full force Halloween mode right now.
I know, I've been seeing your posts.
Which is weird because, I mean, I am bound and determined. Oh, man, I just knocked myself out here. I am bound and determined to get ahead of the game before September.
Good.
Because September is when everything kind of goes nuts, right? To get ready for October.
Yes, yes.
September and October are crazy in the paranormal world.
Yes, yes.
And for Paracon and all the other reasons. And so I'm like, you know what? Before I get swamped, I'm going to try and get all this stuff under my belt. So I've got a nice, smooth as possible September and October. Mm-hmm. So I've got Halloween like blown up all over everything I own. Has some kind of Halloween project that I'm working on to get ready for all these events and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, it's true because we're coming up on the most busy months as paranormal investigators and even Bigfoot people because we love going out in the fall, right? So it's going to be a crazy busy fall this year. So to get ahead of the game, and I know even CryptidCon, because we're going to CryptidCon in less than 4 weeks. Well, actually, it's probably 4 weeks from today. And we still have lots of stuff to get ready for that. I mean, I'm not kidding. We have the booth stuff to get done and T-shirts and T-shirts to get made. And oh my, I mean, it's just never ending, you know, and I'm so busy at work too. And it's like, oh my God, I mean, no wonder we're tired.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I have that day job, you know, unfortunately, so I can't just play all the time, but, So we're, it's coming, you know, the fall is coming and that's the craziest time of all. So, but goodness.
So we have a comment from Ghost Dance on our chat room. Ghost Dance is saying, I was driving from the farm to Pipestone. That's in Minnesota, for those of you. I think that's the one.
Mm-hmm. It's way out in
Western Minnesota. It's out on Western by the border of South Dakota.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless there's a Pipestone somewhere else that I don't know about. I'm assuming it's the one in Minnesota here. Driving from the farm to Pipestone last full moon and saw a critter cross the road in front of me and disappear as it made it to the white shoulder line. So it gets to the white shoulder line and poof, disappears.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it walked behind something, but it just vanished.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of fitting with this weird energy and this weird, like you're seeing stuff, that how are you seeing things? What is happening? It would be, you know, was it on four legs? I'm assuming it's a critter, so I'm assuming it's a four-legged, you know, low to the ground kind of thing. But it'd be interesting if you had more description to type that in, and we'll let everybody know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's what did I see? I saw something too that I don't remember. It's fading now out of my head, and I think there's too much stuff in my head, so I lost it. But seeing weird creatures out and about recently as well, just things you can't explain, and weird lights in the sky at night that I don't understand. It doesn't seem like satellite. Mm-hmm. It's not airplane. And it just, the movement is weird.
Just a lot of weird things right now, you know, and it could be because, like you said, there's all these planets. There's a lot. It's not just Mercury. Like you said, it's not just Mercury in retrograde. There's a lot of planets that are. Oh, Ghost Dan says it looks like a raccoon.
Okay. Hmm. So, but it disappeared. So
it's not a raccoon, a live raccoon anyway. Yeah, I think everybody should keep their eyes open. And if you see anything, geez, let us know. Or if you have seen something, let us know on the chat line, because we'd love to chat about it. Because like I said, I've been seeing, you know, spirits walking around a lot the last few weeks, actually, you know, and it's, you know, that's why I said, oh, I got to remember, we got to talk about this on the radio show. Well, especially when walks right by you in the kitchen at work, you know, that's kind of bizarre. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. When you see them in places that you don't normally see them, that's what's interesting. Cause it's like, why am I now starting to see these here? Why am I seeing this over here? Why am I going here and finding this stuff? So yeah, it's interesting to, just start comparing notes, because you start to see that it's not just you. It's a lot of people are having these experiences. Yeah. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see if we could figure out why now, because it doesn't seem to be anything other than maybe some of these planetary alignments and all this, whatever they are. So anyway, I think it's interesting. And, but we both had some things that we've been working on in the last couple of weeks. We didn't have a chance to talk last week because we had a guest, which was great. Yeah. But, you know, just catching people up on some of the things that we were working on. I know, like you said, you were out squatching this weekend up north.
Yes, we had a great time. So Heidi was unable to be there. Sad. You were working. But there were six of us there, including our newbie, Cindy. She's awesome. Can I just say we made a great choice with this one?
Good.
She was out in the field with us, and she just got down to the nitty gritty, and we found this, what I think is a stick structure. I have to show you the pictures. Remind me to do that. But a huge stick structure that was like 20 feet tall.
What?
Yeah. It's really cool. I'll show you the pictures. But she just got right down in there, and she was, you know, she fell even, because she went, you know, it was back a ways, and she went in there because she wanted to look at how, you know, could it be just fall or whatever. And, you know, she was right back in there without hesitation. She was the first one back there. And many times she did that, you know, and she was just awesome. And she was constantly, her mind was constantly going, and she was constantly saying, well, I'm just trying to think, you know, could this be, could that be, what else could have done this, you know? And I mean, she was just constantly coming up with things, you know? Awesome. Cool. She was really good, and she fit right in. And boy, we studied that map together on the floor. I know I posted pictures of that. So yeah, good choice. We have such a good team right now. It's just awesome. Yeah. Everybody has something to offer and a little expertise, and you know, it's just really a good team. So yeah, we went squatching on Friday night. We did not go out because where I wanted to go, turns out, and we knew this from being there before, but we knew that in the summertime kids party there. You know, it's remote. Yeah. Kind of like Walcott Mills, for example. There's a lot of partying down there, too, in the summertime. And Gina had been asking around about it because she lives real close to there. And so people have said, don't go out there at night because it starts, you know, in the afternoon on Friday and it goes till Sunday. And it probably is not a good time for you guys to be out there, you know. So we just stayed at her house and had a girls' night, which was really fun. We all needed it. It was great. And then the next day, though, we met up with the next day we went out there, though. And we did, walked around, did some filming, took a lot of pictures, and then we met up with our newbie up in Bina. And, oh my gosh, so our favorite place up there, Heidi, you know, we all thought we would just sit in that one area that we discussed and see what would happen. The bugs were so intense. It was like, I felt like we were going to be carried away by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Didn't matter if you had spray on, if you were completely covered, didn't matter. They were there. They were just, you know, it was craziness. And so, and then we went to the bridge area, and they weren't too bad there, and we walked around quite a bit looking for prints and stuff. But then we went, the fun part of this particular incident was we went to visit Don Sherman, who's a big-time Bigfoot researcher here in Minnesota, and we met him a couple years ago, I think, in Bena, you know, and he said, oh, when you guys are up here, just call me, you know, so we did, and he said, come to our house, you know, uh-huh. So we went over there, all of us, you know, and oh my gosh, the stories that man tells, because he's been doing this for like 30 years, you know, mm-hmm. Awesome, cool stories. He talked about cryptids, we talked about dog, you know, the dog man, and because we've heard a lot of stories up there from a lot of people, yep. You know, and but one of my favorite stories that he told was the stories about the dragons. Apparently there's dragons up there that are like 3 feet high at the shoulders, and they live in this very remote area. You know, I think the more we look is remote. This one's even twice. You can only get there by canoe. Just craziness. And I'm like, and they were out there looking for them this year. And I'm like, I'm coming. Next time you do this, can you call? Because I want to search for this too. I want to see the dragons. But I mean, crazy. I mean, just crazy stories. And he, you know, he was talking about Bigfoot. And he said that he doesn't like to go out in the summer because of the bugs. And yeah, boy, right? We've heard that from so many researchers up there. It's like they say, all you're going to find is a lot of bugs out there. I'm just saying. And I remember when the Finding Bigfoot people were here, and they filmed in July. And I remember every one of them said to me, oh my God, I have never been someplace where there are so many bugs.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh. Yes, exactly.
Welcome
so
Minnesota.
Yeah. So I think we're probably going to stay out of the Northwoods anyway until fall time. You know, I know that we have a little expedition we're going to do down here later in the month. And that'll be fun. Hopefully it won't be as buggy there, but you know, up there in the Northland where we like to go, there's a lot of swamps, there's a lot of wetlands, there's a lot of lakes, and dense remote forest. So of course, that's where they love to go on carnassing. But there were no bugs on Sunday at the other location, and yeah, there weren't. And actually,
that's weird.
Well, and actually, we went out there to this place on Saturday night. We did some night squatching, and four of us wanted to go, and so we went out there at night, and it was like there was no moon in the sky, so it was really dark. It was pitch black, and we were walking, you know, through there, and I bet we walked a mile and a half, and you know, we heard that there was a lake down about a half a mile. Well, so we kept walking and can't get to the lake. Where's the lake? Finally, after I don't know, I swear it was a mile and a half, I said, I think we should turn around now and go home, because, you know, we don't know what's out here. There are bear there. We saw a bear there the next day, or what we think was a bear. So, you know, we just felt like, okay, it's time to turn back now. But there were not a lot of bugs there either. So even from location to location, it's funny how some locations are thick and some locations are not. So, but yeah, we had a really good time. So I laugh because I say we must have walked 1,000 miles this weekend, and in the hot, it was really hot on Sunday, and I thought I was going to have heat stroke, and oh my God, we did make it to the lake finally because we went in the daylight. Crazy walk up and down. The terrain was very uneven and very long, and oofta, found some cool stuff that we think could be Bigfoot related, but we didn't see the big guy this time. Maybe next time.
Here's hoping.
Here's hoping. Next yeah, we time. Have our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
It was a weekend well spent because we had a really good time and got a lot done, and it's good for the team to be together and, you know, kind of meld. And it was a good time. It was great. Cool. But we missed you, Heidi. We missed you.
Well, thanks. I was, you know, holding down the fort while working.
So. Yep. And we know that we all can't be together, you know, so but yeah, so we were missing three of us. So we had six of us up there because now we have nine members.
I know. That's cool.
I know. It's awesome. So yay. But anyway, so that was our weekend, and it was cool. Very fun. And we have a lot of pictures and a lot of videos on our Facebook page, which is Squatchers. With the double H. So if you want to go look at it, please do, because it's fun. There's a lot of fun stuff out there. Karen says it was weird. Yeah. Yeah.
in a nutshell, it was weird.
But it was fun. We had a really good time. And Don Sherman said, oh, you got to come up here again so we can all go out together at night. And his girlfriend is like, yeah, let's do it. Because she goes out with him too, you know. And then I laughed because I said, you know, maybe you want to become a squatcher. Because I'm just saying. So who knows? Maybe we have a new potential teammate.
There you go.
But at any rate. So what did you do this? So you've had clearings and all kinds of strange things happening too.
Yeah, in the last couple of weekends, it's been really busy. Last Saturday, not the one we just had the week before, which we didn't really have a chance to talk about. I think I mentioned it last week on the show, but I was working from 9 o'clock in the morning at the studio until 11 o'clock at night at the Bakken Museum. And it was spiritual and or paranormal and or whatever all day. I mean, it was nonstop. We took a break in between the clearing and the the Bakken investigation for dinner, but it was go, go, go the whole time. And the next day, I had what I call a psychic hangover. I felt awful, and I couldn't even, like, function until about 2 o'clock is when I could finally start getting up and getting some stuff done. And it's so, because it was just, it was so big and so heavy sometimes, you know, like we were doing this home clearing, that it just consumes you energetically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then when I get to the Bakken, I'm not just participating in an investigation. I'm hosting the event. Mm-hmm. So you have to be like double on. You can't just be attending where you can sit back and watch and listen. And then everybody splits up into groups and then you go investigate. You have to be the host to gather everybody in and explain how this is going to work. And then here's the groups and here's the schedule and here's what we're going to do. And then come back and get everybody back together to share experiences before we wrap up. I mean, it's a lot of output, you know, energetic output. And so, yeah, by Sunday morning I woke up and I thought, oh, I feel like I drank a case of beer or something. I don't know what that's like, but I think that would be it. And I, of course, had nothing to drink because I don't do this. I don't do that when I'm doing my work. So it was just a psychic hangover. And it was because it was just so intense. And I'll talk about the Bakken first because I want to talk about the home clearing without having to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
And the Bakken, again, was awesome. I mean, every time we go there, I know I've talked about this before, it's so active.
Yeah.
And every time we go, it gets more active. And the spirits there, they remember us. You know, it's some of the same spirits coming. And they are, it's one of those places that you can go and know that everybody's okay. You know, at least every time we go, everybody's been okay.
Yeah.
Not always the same are there. So some of them move on and do whatever. And some of them come in because I think we keep having events there. So it kind of is energizing the building.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of creating a place that is something that's a draw now for paranormal activity. And so it's just every time we go, it's really interesting. And everybody is just, you can't explain some of the stuff that's happening. You just can't. And it was cute because in my group, was it the last room that we were in? I think it was the last room. We were in the Frankenstein room because they have this Frankenstein exhibit, right? And they were joking about this a long time ago, right before they had originally called us a year ago. It's this little motion activated? I don't think so. This little book where it looks like three books stacked together. And when you push this button, the middle book comes out by itself. So it looks like a ghost is pulling it out of the middle.
Yeah.
So this little book comes out and then it starts like talking or whatever. So it's this cute little, probably like a Halloween prop or something. And it had gone off. And that's one of the, you know, things that they told us when we first started investigating there. And they keep joking about, you know, is it ever going to happen again? Is it going to ever happen again? And the week that we were coming, it happened twice to a guy that it has never happened to before. And he's worked there for 30 years.
Wow.
It happened to him twice as he was walking through. And now I know it's not motion activated or a thing would be going off all the time when people are in there. You have to push the button for it to move in and out. And it went off twice when he walked through and it hadn't gone off. And then right as we were leaving the room and we were locking up and shutting down the lights of that room, it went off again, which I think is kind of cool because come on, do it.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They got it, but it was like right as we were leaving. So
maybe it was to entice you to stay, and then maybe they would have gotten more active.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because they do like us. I know a lot of, they either don't say anything or they like us. There's no one there that's like, get out,
yeah.
And if we ever run into anyone that's having trouble.
When are you doing this again? I have to come one night.
It's really fun. We're doing the last one that's just investigating for the summer is August 18th is our last one. So I know it's a Saturday, and yeah. I think something's going on that weekend. So,
I'm going to say I'm pretty booked up in August, but.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Me too. So, but we have one more event left, and I think there's like 10 tickets left. So,
okay.
And we keep it to a group of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because we break into four groups of around five people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get a lot more
yes.
activity with smaller
yes.
groups.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's, I think with a lot of events, I've talked to people that have gone to other events that they've purchased tickets and go to whatever, and they pack them in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's how they want to run their events.
But
I usually
you don't
mine
get a lot
small.
Of stuff. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because I think you get more activity
yes.
when you have smaller groups
yeah.
of people. It's less intimidating for anyone.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, some people, I think.
Trying to come into a room and there's 20 people hanging out there. Yeah.
And they all
want
to just talk to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Like, oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd rather hang out and talk to a group of five people than
mm-hmm.
a group of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm the one on show.
I agree.
Anyway. And then, let's see here. We had a couple of folks. Oh, Braden saying psychic hangover. I think I'm going to use that from now on. Well, you heard it here first, Braden.
I do like that. Psych game.
Yeah, it's how I feel some days doing the work I do. And, because the work I do is times 100, when people, I'm the end of the rope, you're the end of the line, I guess, where I get referred by other paranormal teams and other psychics and other intuitives and other mediums or whatever. And I was just talking to someone today about this is, who do you refer? They said, who do you refer people to? And I said, I don't. I'm the one that gets... the like
yeah.
end of the line, by the time they get to me, if I can't help them, I don't know. I
yeah.
don't know if this is something that's supposed to be helped.
Yes. Yes.
And, so that's just, I don't know. I said, well, I'll do it until it's done.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping
yeah.
and
yeah.
finding out someone
you.
Else, whatever. So anyway, psychic hangover does happen, but, anyway, so that was, the Bakken was fun. We had a ton of activity again. We're a little behind with evidence because we had that home clearing right before. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this team that I worked with that Saturday is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they were with me from 3:00 until 11:00,
mm-hmm.
because we had two different things going on
yeah.
back to back. And so they rocked. And so we're barely getting through all this home investigation evidence. And then they've got to go now through the Bakken evidence.
And evidence takes so long to go through. For you people out there who aren't paranormal investigators, the worst part of the game is really going through the evidence, because you can listen for 12 hours just to get a 30-second clip or whatever. And it's just, it takes so long and it's so draining. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, most days, too, I know I'm looking at some of the psychic hangover comments. I, going back to that, most days I'm fine. It's just these really big days where it's
mm-hmm.
big drawn
one
out
thing
energy.
After another after
yeah,
another.
And I'm leading events. I'm leading an event. I don't care what kind
yeah.
of event it is.
You're
it's
exhausted.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's exhausting in itself. And then you're managing people and spirits and whatever. It's just, it's a
yeah.
lot. So, and I'm not trying to boohoo. I mean, it's just,
no, I think any events are exhausting. I mean, like we've talked about before, like Paracon and all these big events that we're at. And mm-hmm. a lot of it, don't you think, is because we're empaths and we're trying to protect ourselves from all these feelings from everybody else. And you're just exhausted by the end of the day.
Yeah. And some of it too, depending on, cause one of the questions is there a protection, to mitigate this type of effect. And, there is to a degree, depends on what you're doing though, because like when I'm teaching or running events, one of the things that I found that's helpful is to keep myself very closed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not my normal intuitive
mm-hmm.
self. Because it seems like when I'm doing an investigation, I am either going to be very intuitive, not use any equipment and kind of be a puddle on the floor.
Yes.
Or I'm going to be running the event and I'm going to be very grounded and centered and type A and on point
mm-hmm.
and not intuitive
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because to run an event and to be intuitive, it's hard.
Yes.
And that's where it gets really draining. And it's like I choose to go on the side of being grounded and protected and on point so that I can provide a good experience for everybody that's in the event. And then if I want to be a puddle on the floor and kind of a loopy, you know, out of it, you know, whatever, and I'm super in tune and all that stuff, then that's fine. But then I shouldn't be leading an event because I would make sense.
Exactly. Because you gotta, like you said, you have to make sure everybody else is enjoying the event and getting what they came for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That switching, like from the morning when I was doing all of the work at the studio and I'm very open and channeling energy. Mm-hmm. And then this home clearing where I have to find this balance, you know, and then to this event where I have to be totally different. Yeah, it's
black
just those
white.
Big things and energy that are, like, it's exhausting. So, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you know what? It's time for our commercial break. So, that half hour went by fast.
Talk about that clearing next.
Yeah, so stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Para-X Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead. We know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Para-X.
Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No.
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Gathering on the Para-X Network. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And again, this is Heidi and Stephanie.
And here we are once more. Sorry, I was showing pictures from this weekend, Heidi.
Yeah, she's showing me stick structures, and I'm digging it. So, so we were talking about a whole bunch of stuff that we've been working on, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this clearing that we did. It was about a week and a half ago. And it was so interesting because I didn't get to tell this how the events unfolded. So I wanted to talk about this because I just think it is really interesting and amazing. I get this call or an email from a gal who was referred to us by another paranormal group, or referred to me. And she actually was referred to me a while back for healing work. And she never just, some people just don't. They're just like, no, not now. I don't know what I need. I don't want that. I'm like, oh, you know. So we had exchanged a couple emails. I never heard back from her. And I, you know, got 1,000 people contacting me. So I never, you know, thought about it.
Yes.
So she contacts me and says, I know you do clearings too. I want you to come out. And we need you bad. And she has an elderly father who has cancer as well. And he's has all this activity happening in his home. And he was out in a nursing home in recovery from a fall and some other things. And he says he wants to die at home. So as he's, you know, going through this stage of his life, his wife recently passed, and he's like, I don't want to be in a place like that because he's aware, you know? And so he's like, I want to go home, and that's where I want to be. And so he's there, and it's like stuff is happening left and right. And she contacts me on, it was a Wednesday. We talk on the phone on Thursday. I happen to on a Saturday, no less, have a million things fall through. Like, at one thing after another just keeps opening up this hole on Saturday. And she's like, when's as soon as you can come out? I'm like, how about Saturday?
Yeah.
You know, in 3 days I can be there. She's like, oh, I'm so happy. Or maybe it was Tuesday and talked on Wednesday. Anyway, so it was that weekend we could come. I think I talked to her on Thursday, though. It was such a short turnaround. I said, I can come on Saturday. And if I can get a couple of extra people together, I'm going to bring them because I think we need to document.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I can't believe you can come out that fast. I'm like, yeah, no problem. And so I talked to her on, Thursday. And when she calls me back like 5 minutes after we hang up. She calls back. She said, oh my goodness, I just came into the house. I was outside talking to you. I come in and my dad's having a fit, like some kind of fit, not anything that I've ever seen him do before.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts it on speakerphone so I can hear. And he's like howling.
Oh.
And he sounds like he's getting sick, like physically mm-hmm. sick. And he's sobbing and crying and saying like, what's happening? But it's like something, I've never heard anything like it. And she was panicked. And so I quick said what to do mm-hmm. to help him. And I said, text me or call me and let me know how he's doing in a few minutes, you know? Yeah. And she texted back and said, he's calmed down now and everything feels okay. What was that? And I said, well, it started while you were on the phone with me.
They know you're coming.
Yeah. She called, you know, she had emailed the day before. We talk on the phone that day, and as mm-hmm. soon as we're on the phone, something was trying to get him.
Yeah.
And I had told her, don't cancel. I said, there's one of three things will happen. Everything will stay the same. It's going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Right.
No matter what, don't cancel.
Yeah.
And I said, the getting worse is awful, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But to cancel is giving power over to whatever's
doing
it.
That's
right. Can't do it.
No.
Even though it's awful and I wish I could get there sooner, but I'm booked up.
Mm-hmm.
So she got him calmed and they were staying. She said that he said afterwards he couldn't move. He felt like he was so sick to his stomach. He couldn't move and he felt like he was being held down. Like he couldn't, something was holding him down. And all he could do was sob and moan and cry and because he was freaking out because he couldn't move his body and he was starting to get like throwing up and whatever. Yeah. And I said, you know, if he get him to the hospital too, you know, this may not be paranormal.
Yeah, I mean, what
I said, I'll tell you what to do on the paranormal end, but if this doesn't stop, you got to get him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
He's got a whole list of things going on too in this medical world that it could be related to.
Yeah.
And she said, nope, he calmed right down as soon as she did everything. I said, well, keep an eye on him and get him to the hospital if this, you know, happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, thankfully. And so what was happening, her siblings were coming over to take, you know, to watch him and keep him feeling happy until we could get there on Saturday because he was scared to death. He was seeing shadow figures. The reason that she contacted me is the night before he was getting ready and getting to sleep. And he heard towards the dining room area, he heard what sounded like wood breaking, the snapping of like dry wood breaking.
Oh.
And then coming from the other side of the house, he started hearing growling.
Oh my God.
Right? And then he saw something come at him. And it was about 3 feet off the ground. And when it got right up to him, it stood up into the shape of a man.
Oh.
And stood there and then shot off and disappeared, like left out the room and disappeared. And so he was terrified, and that's why he called her. I think he actually chased around with a shotgun or some kind. I'm like, oh, my God, okay.
With a shotgun, oh, my God.
Because he was thinking someone was in the house.
Yeah.
He was hearing growling, wood breaking, and someone standing in front of him. He was tearing around, which someone his age and his condition should not be doing.
Right.
So they were staying with him the rest of the week until we could get there, taking turns, staying overnight, whatever, and playing movies and happy things.
Playing cards, keeping his mind on things.
Yeah. Yep. So then I'm talking to her as I'm driving to work on Saturday morning, and she's like, I need to give you the update.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had asked a ton of questions about the house and the property and the family, and they've lived there for 40 years, and it's been, you know, active every day. Anyway, so she's telling me, she goes, I was here with my sister, and we were playing cards. We're just sitting here, like, side by side on the couch with a little table in front of the couch. They were playing cards.
Yeah.
And she starts seeing all these orbs over on this one area of the room, which she's seen since she was a kid. And I told her, I said, they feel very protecting. Sure. Not all orbs are, and not all orbs are spirit, but mm-hmm. these feel like protectors. Mm-hmm. I said, so you see all these orbs, and then what happened? She goes, well, I said to my sister, I was looking at them and talking to my sister who was sitting next to me, not looking at her, saying, look at all those orbs over there. Mm-hmm. I wonder if something's going to happen. And because I said, you know, it sounds like these orbs come in right before maybe someone. She hasn't gotten attacked or anything, but they come in right before something happens. And so she's not looking at her sister saying, oh my gosh, do you see all those orbs? Mm-hmm. Do you see them? Do you see them? The sister's not answering. She turns and looks at her sister. And this is the stuff that you see in movies that you think this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And here she's staring it in the face. The sister is hunched, like her spine is all curved down, like her shoulders are curved forward.
Yeah.
Her head is, her face is facing down towards the floor.
Oh my God.
But her eyes are looking up at her. So she's like facing her head down, but the eyes are up, like up towards your eyebrows.
Yeah.
They're black.
Ooh.
The eyes are solid black. And her mouth is hanging open at a really weird angle.
Oh, good God.
Like it's stretched open big, her mouth. And she's sitting there staring at her. And she's like, what the heck? What are you doing? And she starts freaking out. What are you doing? And the sister is moving.
Yeah.
And she's just has this weird pose and is staring at her with black eyes and her mouth hanging open, not doing anything. And so she finally reaches over and like shoves her sister and starts grabbing her arm and shaking her and says, stop doing that. Stop doing that. And then all of a sudden the sister starts to moan and then she starts to cry. And she's like, oh my gosh, what just happened? I couldn't move. And I felt like I was going to throw up. And it was a lot of the same things that happened to Dad.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this thing is trying to jump into someone.
Yeah.
Before we get there.
Absolutely.
And so I just said, okay, we're coming today. Cause this was the night before. I said, we're coming today. If anything happens before we get there, you got to let me know, but we're coming today. Mm-hmm. And, then I said, I said, you've had activity this whole time, like 40 years. Why all of a sudden? I said, I didn't even ask this. This is ridiculous. I didn't ask this. Why all of a sudden did the activity kick up?
Yeah.
Like, I go, when did it just start? She goes, it's just been this week. I go, well, what happened this week?
Yeah.
And she said, well, on Monday, my dad decided because he's, you know, sick and getting old and he wanted to have confession. So he can't get to church. So can the priest come to the church? We called the priest on Monday. And that's when the first wave started. Because they called the priest and the priest was going to be coming out later in the week. So the activity kicks up. Because the activity kicked up, they called me. That's when the second wave started. So here come the waves of spirits. So then the priest comes. They asked him to do a blessing of the house. And he quick zipped around a little holy water and was out of there. He's like, no. He's like, sure, I'll do it. And then he zip, 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 and out. So I think they said he might have felt something.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff here. We don't know what it is. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he,
yeah, that was enough.
And so then we went, and it was just, it was overwhelming on the land, just this energy of many.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked, I told the daughter, the one that I had been contacting, I said, I would imagine, because this feels very connected to the land, all the neighbors are having trouble to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly she points kind of across the street and down a little bit. She starts pointing, she goes, I know they are for sure. And I thought, well, there it is.
Yeah.
And so then there's rumors, and who knows if this is true or not, but there used to be a farm there a long time ago. And before that, there used to be some kind of old settlement that had a lot of family, you know, spread out, but little family farms. And they had their own little family cemeteries on their properties.
Sure.
Which, you know, your family member dies, you bury them out back in the family cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You know, maybe stuff was dug up and moved. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe there wasn't anything marked. I mean, who knows? And I'm not saying that's positive, but that seemed to be the similar idea. The community kind of thought, this is what happened here before. And so it was one of those things that we really had to just kind of barrier off the house. But the house had so many weird angles, and there was this one little central area that had all these weird nooks and crannies and cubbies and closets, and it seemed like that's really where the energy was concentrated. And when we went in to do the clearing, and we have a couple of team members documenting what's happening with video cameras and stuff, and they were seeing things moving out as we were going around this area, moving out of the area, shooting out the walls and moving out the windows and down the stairs as we're getting close to this area and kind of focusing on that area. Mm-hmm. So we think that that was the where it was kind of like the nest, so to speak. Anyway, so yeah, we took care of it that day. We ended up having to go back because he was still seeing energies and hearing things. And I said, well, it's gonna take a while to. But he had been pushed. He had been hit. He had been knocked down the stairs. I mean, he had been. Sorry if you guys can hear
crazy.
Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom, because you know we're at Steffi's studio here.
Yes. So, so it was. He had been really physically hurt, and so when we went there, we said you might still have activity with shadow people and noises and stuff, and try and dismiss it as much as you can, because that might take time to fade. But as long as you're not getting hurt or frightened directly, then what we did is working. So, and we can always come back and do it again, but just hang in there. So we ended up having to go back because, you know, we wanted to make sure everything was okay and there was still some activity. But what we found, because there was so much stuff in some of these cubbies, we missed an access panel to attic area. Which is
so you didn't go in the attic.
No, we didn't at the first time, but we were able to get up into that area the second time. And that was in that same area that there was so much condensed energy. So it was really an interesting, it was just really interesting. And it so far it seems like everything has been a little better. And I said, if it's not, call us. And I haven't heard.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
Well, if you haven't heard, it must be okay.
Well, because they were in pretty big contact before.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been sending what we've got, you know, for some of the evidence that we had when we were just doing the walkthrough and stuff. And we don't do an investigation because that's a waste of time. We just want to get this done and get them with their lives. But it brought up a secondary topic that I think we're going to use for one of our radio show topics coming up, because I know Superfan Anita was really interested in this too, is the death transition.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it was a conversation that I unfortunately had to have with this man, is talk to him about it. And first I talked to the daughter and I said, here's what part of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And can I say this to him?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, better you than me.
I'm
not going to say it to him. And she didn't want to hear it, but she knew it was true. And I'm like, he has got one foot in both worlds.
Yeah.
So this is going to be tricky now
because
his awareness is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not, what he's seeing is real, but it's not always something to be afraid of.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, when we were talking about that over at Superfan Anita's last week, she was...
That is a good topic. We have to do that.
She was really interested in that. She's like, can I interview you, Heidi? I'm like, well, so can Steffi.
So let's do this. Well, no, so we should do that when we're at her house, actually, because that would be awesome.
Yeah, because she was really excited about that. And because it's an interesting topic. It's not always easy to talk about, but I've worked with a lot of people in hospice, and I've worked with a lot of people who have been in transition, and it's not unnatural. You know, and it's most times not pretty. You know, we think we all want death to be this peaceful, painless process. And for most people, it's not going to be that way. And so to bring as much awareness to the process that we can, or peace or something, you know, to this process, whatever it is that they need is, I think is helpful.
You know?
So anyway, we had a question here. I'm now getting caught up with the chat room. So there's a question. Does a clearing not get rid of shadow people the same way it does with spirits? It depends on the shadow person. We had this on the show a while back where we talked about shadow people. It depends on the shadow people. My definition of shadow people, it won't get rid of them. Steffi's going to go try and tame the wild beasts here. I know. It's like they're all pitching in, and it's like a small animal choir going on behind me. So shadow people, it's what's interesting about shadow people is most of them, you can't do anything about them. And you're going to see stuff out of the corner of your eye. You're going to see them whipping around and doing their thing, and there's not a dang thing you can do about it. I've checked 100 times with my spirit guides, and they're doing their thing. If a shadow person is interactive or aggressive people are doing something to you, especially on a consistent basis, it's not what I would call a shadow person. It's some kind of entity that maybe is presenting as a shadow figure, but it's not a typical shadow person. And I know all the different shows that you watch on TV, everybody's got their own definition of a shadow person. My definition of the shadow person is the ones that are just moving from here to there. They're zipping through. They're not interacting, I guess. So it's that's my definition of a shadow person. And those are the ones that you can't do anything about. They're going to be there no matter what. And I've done home clearings for people, and I see shadow people zipping through, and I'm like, I'm not even going to tell them, because I'm getting freaked out about something that there's nothing we can do about it. So the other ones is that's what we're concerned about.
Yes.
So anyway, and
yes.
Thank you. So yeah, you're welcome. So yeah, it was just a really interesting clearing, and it just brought in a bunch of different topics.
Yeah.
That, I think it was educational for the group. And what was really cute is we went back that second time. And it was just Tim and I that went back the second time. We didn't need the whole group. And we were able to zip out there during the weekday, which was great.
So mm-hmm.
We could get out there quicker. And we saw four of his relatives that are with him. And two that were, like, four that are closer, two that are further away. And they all kind of came up and introduced themselves. They're all ladies. And we talked to them and said, here's was with you, and they knew every single one of them that we were talking about. They said, that's her, this is her, this is her, this is her. I'm like, oh, okay, good. And he actually said that I think three of the ones that we had mentioned, they were actually doing prayers for it, that upcoming mass. So they knew that he was still connected to him. You know, they're mm-hmm. all connected to it. I thought that was really sweet. The ones that he's really thinking about are the ones that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he knew, kind of, sort of.
And they, it's like they all knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
So that was really nice. It was nice to be able to tell him that, because I think it brought some comfort, mm-hmm. That we said, ran into four gals downstairs that are here with you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And we described them, and they knew who. So, it just brings some comfort.
Oh,
and,
yeah, for sure. Like, they're waiting for him. So yeah, it's easier
like okay.
It's easier to pass,
yeah.
He'll
be okay.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. Yeah, we will definitely have to talk about that. And maybe we can put that on the schedule for the next time we're at Anita's, which I think will probably be the last Tuesday of August, right? I don't know. But we'll put it on the schedule.
Yeah. So. And we had a couple of comments about the shadow people again. Kat was saying an old associate of mine said she had a huge shadow person at her house, called a local investigation squad. They supposedly banished it, all claimed it was evil, which could be, depending on what's it doing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I need to know, what differentiates yeah. shadow person from some other entity, because my shadow person is very benign,
right?
Very uninterested in our,
they're just going there to do a job or something and run away,
yeah.
or something is what we think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my spirit guides told me a while back. So it depends on what they're doing.
Yeah.
The more interaction, the more aggression, they're not a shadow person in my standard.
There's something else.
So, and Jerry said that some claim they're evil and some claim they were never human. Yeah, I don't think they were human. I think that they present
something
as
else. Before, yes.
But I don't think that they are evil either.
No.
They're not.
I think if it's evil, it's something else besides a shadow person.
Yeah.
Just my idea. And then Kat's saying, I've wondered if they might be ancient souls who have forgotten what they looked like beyond a vague shape.
That I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know there.
So very, and we're gonna have to have another shadow person show.
Yeah, I think we should.
A good topic.
I think we should. I think like everything paranormal, everything has many ideas about what it could be, but we don't really know for sure, right? I mean,
yeah, it's just our own perspective, our own ideas, our own experience that we bring to the table, and mm-hmm. we all throw it in together and see what we get. So
yes, exactly. So, wow. So tomorrow night, I just want to put this out there. Our sister show, The Calling, is having Cliff Brockman from Oh My, there goes the dog. Sorry. is having Cliff Brockman on board tomorrow night for a host, and so they've invited Squatchers to be on there too. So Kim Juarez and I will be on there as well, kind of helping to interview Cliff. So everybody take a listen, because I think it'll be a really good show. We'll pick his mind about Bigfoot for sure. And I think it'll be really fun. So that's on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time right here on the Para X Network. So I just had to get that in there.
Excellent. Little plug.
Had to plug that. Plug.
Yep. No worries. It's all good.
So that dog of mine. Oh, my gosh. There must be something going on outside.
It is a wild night at Stephanie's house tonight.
It was so quiet till like 10 minutes ago. And then they all decided, oh, my gosh, we can't be quiet anymore. We have to all let loose.
Yeah. It's just been, yeah, the last 10 minutes is quite crazy. That and the fact that I have this cool new Labradorite bracelet. It's massive and huge.
Yes, right? I noticed that. I was going to say something.
It is a beautiful new addition to my collection, but I've hit it against the table like 1,000 times.
I know you have.
So I hope I didn't blast anyone's eardrums out. I apologize for that. But yeah, I've been rocking a big, bad, cool looking Labradorite bracelet today because it just feels like it's a day for that. But I have hit it against the table 1,000 times. So if I blew anyone's eardrums out, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah.
So
Jerry is saying where he's living, they showed him last night on floor 2 actual video of shadow and spirits from many suicides there.
Wow.
That's interesting. It was creepy. Well,
How do they know that it was from the suicides? Could they be from other things? I mean, if there were suicides there, that doesn't mean that those are the spirits. Are they? How do they know?
I don't know. I wonder how many suicides there have been there.
Yeah,
You should ask for more details.
Yeah,
how many suicides there? I mean, geez, I knew people kind of killing themselves in hotels and stuff, but many. Well, remember at Paracon last year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there were like 2 suicides when we were there when we were at the Shooting Star Casino.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of bizarre, actually. I guess there could be many, 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 but creepy.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was very strange. It was a very weird year, though, last year. So hopefully this year is better.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear anybody gets hurt. Or
I don't either. I don't either. So hopefully it'll just be fun.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we're almost through our show.
Yeah, and if you guys, we were talking about this before our show, too. If you guys have any other topics, too, I mean, we've gotten a few, even just from the show, we're going to talk about shadow people. We have the transition show, the death transition that'll be coming up next time we're at Super Fan Reviews. If there is a topic that you guys want us to hash out on the air or talk about or bring our background into, give us a shout out. Contact us through Facebook on The Gathering Radio Show or through our website, thegatheringradio.com. You can get a hold of us, Stephanie or myself individually. If you have an idea for the show or something you want us to talk about, there's something you want to hear about and you would like us to talk about in the air, give us a holler and we will fit it into our schedule.
Yeah, and we do have some guests that we're working on, and I think one of them in particular is going to be very interesting. I hope we can get her on because it's going to be really fun to talk to her. And Ghost Dance actually has given me some contact information for somebody that I think would be fun too. So when we get more details, we'll share them with you. But we are working on more guests as well and subjects. So if you have one of the things, Heidi, that we talked about this spring that we said we had to revisit was time travel, and we have to do that. I think we need to go back and talk more about that because that was such a good subject. It was so fascinating, and we need to do a little more research and see if we can find some kind of guests to kind of have on that because I think it would really be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll have to revisit that. And there's a couple of them that I think that were so entertaining and then we couldn't even say everything we wanted to in the hour that we said we'd get back to. So we will be getting back to different subjects. So aerokinesis and stuff.
No, we did not
talk
about that. So we'll have to get that into a show.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, I think we're just about done. So, everyone, thank you so much for joining us again on this Tuesday. Is it the first Tuesday in August?
No, it is.
The first Tuesday in August. So woohoo. So in this crazy time of all the retrogrades, including Mercury's, so we're getting through it.
Yes.
Yay!
We are.
So
good
thanks.
Deal.
Thanks for joining us. Join us next week.
Yep. Thanks everyone for being on. Thanks to the Para X Network, and thank you to Sarge, our producer, and we'll see you next week.